Welcome to the Vanderbilt University Center for Teaching podcast, part of the center's efforts to cultivate dialogue about university teaching and learning among faculty, students, and staff. I'm your host, Derek Brough, an assistant director here at the Center for Teaching. In this episode, we feature excerpts from an interview with Michelle Sulikowski, senior lecturer in chemistry and director of education at the Vanderbilt Institute of Chemical Biology. In this interview, Michelle describes her use of SafeAssign, a software tool that can detect unoriginal content in student papers. Michelle used SafeAssign in a first-year writing course on chemical biology, in which students wrote papers about chemical and biological topics of their choosing. She used SafeAssign to teach her students about plagiarism and the writing process in the natural sciences.
So in the first-year writing seminar that I'm teaching in chemical biology, we're using plagiarism detection software. And there's a number of reasons to use this type of software. One is to help the students with their learning process. We are in an information age. Students have access to tons of information. So how do we help them navigate that information, use that information, report that information accurately, and help them combine it in a way that's unique to them and gives them a voice? So I feel that the plagiarism detection software can actually help us with this. And it can help us in a number of ways. As a faculty member, it can help me to keep my students honest. And it can also help the students learn how to put together all the information and tools available together in a way that's unique to them. Okay, so we see it as a learning tool from both sides of the fence. So when I use the plagiarism detection software in the classroom, I introduced it to the students as a tool. We began this not as an adversarial relationship where I'm trying to find students cheating or cutting corners or buying papers, but as something that would be very useful to them in helping them to learn how to write effectively. So we preface this with some pedagogical considerations. One that's most important to me is the concept of peer review. So we're teaching students how to write research papers and how to do library research. But in the academic world, research takes place within a community, and you send your findings out into a larger community. We have peer review that comes back. We have good input. We make changes and corrections, think about things differently, put that back together again, and resubmit that to the community. So this is the framework in which we're using the plagiarism detection software, is that we have a community of learners. We're going to help each other navigate the information that's available and put it together in a unique way. So there are a few papers that I have from the Journal of the American Medical Association that talks about peer review, the editor's concept, the author's response, the reviewer's response, and a community at large response to the effectiveness of peer review. So the students have this concept introduced to them before they even begin the process of writing. So I think it was very helpful for them to see the framework in which we were using the software. So you might be asking yourself at this point, well, where's the plagiarism detection software come into this conversation? And we have the students submit their title and their papers to an online discussion board, so it's a very open format. Students are required to peer review each other's papers and post those reviews online following a set of guidelines. We have a rubric for this. And we like to keep it positive, but being true to peer review, we do have negative comments or things that need to be fixed. So after we have our initial comments, students then submit their paper to Turnitin or SafeAssign, and the students then get to look at their plagiarism detection score. So the plagiarism detection score picks up references. It will pick up common phrases. So depending on the area that you're in, you may have a very high level of plagiarism that's picked up on that first draft of the paper. So students are made aware of this. Students get to see their score. A common phrase would be something like scientific modeling. Okay, this is a very common phrase in the field. It would show up all the time. I don't know if I can think of another common phrase outside of my field, but especially in the sciences, there are only one or two ways to say things, And those will pop up in the literature all the time. I actually ran one of my papers through the plagiarism detection software, and it came up 15% plagiarism because it picked up a key three-word phrase that was repeated 5 or 10 times in the paper, but had been in probably 15 or 20 other papers as a general key term in the field. So students are made aware that this will happen. They're also made aware that the references will also show up as plagiarized. So I see the score and the students see the score, and nothing's done with it at that point. It's simply for your information. Direct quotes always show up as plagiarized. And the really good thing about the software is that it links you directly to the website that it came from. So a lot of our journals are now electronic, so it will link us electronically to a journal. We see a lot of information taken from Wikipedia or other websites, and some of these websites are actually good websites. They have good material on them, but it will link us directly to that site. It will link us to papers that have been written by other students at other universities. It does not link you to print material that is not available electronically, so this is obviously something that you need to be concerned with. It won't catch all plagiarized material. But it helps us to see where the students are getting their information from. And a lot of times what we see with the students is they're not intentionally plagiarizing. It's really just poor note-taking and poor record-keeping. They write down a key phrase and they forget to put quotations around it. And then it shows up on their paper. And we've all done this in our own writing. So our students will see their initial report, as does the faculty member, but no action is taken on the initial report. It's FYI. The students then incorporate all the peer review comments and the information that they get from the plagiarism detection software, and they have an opportunity to redo their paper and submit it in final form. Once the paper is submitted in final form, it goes back to the plagiarism detection software system. And at that point, you would begin to take action if students hadn't corrected certain problems that they knew about and were aware of. We normally set, however, a detection threshold level. So I believe the default detection level is 15% acceptable plagiarism. And this takes into account small key phrases or the student's inability as a young learner to rephrase something effectively and still keep its meaning. Especially with our freshmen, as they're beginning to go through information that they've not seen before, they really don't have the vocabulary needed within that specific discipline to effectively rewrite. So this allows for students to have some leeway in terms of how they're phrasing things. We have an option for students to submit their own papers. And then I also have an option of allowing students to see their plagiarism report or not seeing their report. As an instructor, I can submit a student's paper on my own. So if I detect that if I feel that a student may have material on the paper which is not their own, I can submit that paper, run it through the detection software, the student's not aware of this, and then that provides me with information that I would use if I sat down with the student to talk to them about what was in their paper. I don't think this is really changing the nature of what we're doing at all. Mm-hmm. I do think it makes what the students are doing more transparent. We can actually go ahead and see what types of references they're actually using versus references they say that they're using. Are the references being correctly linked to the text, or have they just been thrown in because I need 3 or 4 references? So it's actually helped me to track student references better to make sure that they're really being used in the context in which the student says they're being used. The plagiarism detection software has also linked me to references that the students have not listed, but have obviously used. Mm-hmm. So it's revealed some of that. It will also help you to see where students are placing most of their referenced material within a text, because you will see references back and forth if you find plagiarized material. So it can tell you what source they were looking at most frequently. But I don't think it's fundamentally changed the way that we've done business. It's making it a little easier to find students who need help in organizing their papers, who need help in the proper use of references. But I don't think it's fundamentally changed anything. I've actually seen students change their entire paper. Not just the writing, but the concepts, the flow of the paper, the organization. It's been quite effective, but I don't think the plagiarism software detection alone will do that for you. You need some type of supplement, some type of human interaction. So in this case, we're using online discussion boards to give that interaction, that feedback to the paper, coming both from the faculty member and from other students. So it's a combination of things that's actually helping the students to produce a better product and a substantially different product that's better. So it's not simply a response to the plagiarism where I'm going to go in and rewrite this one sentence. They're rewriting the whole paragraph. They're putting more effort back into the paper than I think they would have before. Because now, in addition to having the faculty member closely read the paper, other students are closely reading the paper, and then they have this electronic reader. So I think it's keeping them more honest, it's asking them to go to a higher level of intellectual rigor in terms of their thinking and their writing. And this is one of the things that we're trying very hard at Vanderbilt to help our students understand, is that we are a community of researchers and we're a community of learners. And they're learning the three points in that community, that you write for yourself and for your small research group, your discipline. You have to write for a larger community, which would be the peer review in this case. And then you're writing based on other things that the community has done. You're taking somebody else's work, you're expanding on it, you're looking at it in a new and a different way. And you have to be honest and true to those sources while you're doing this. So I think there's the three sides to that triangle of learning that they're experiencing in a very different way. Well, I think the teaching challenges in using the software are presenting the information to students in a way that they don't view it as adversarial. That you have to help the student to really understand that this is going to help them. That you're not out to catch them cheating, that you're out to help them learn. So that's the biggest challenge. So presenting that to the student is a big challenge. I found that the students are really very receptive to this type of technology and an integrated form of feedback. I had no negative comments from the several times that I've done this with students. And I actually find the students very helpful to each other and pretty kind to each other when they're evaluating each other's papers. So I've not had any negative impressions from students because it's been properly presented to them as a tool for learning. But I certainly think we should make our students aware if we're going to be using the detection software. I would recommend against the instructor submitting the paper because the students really tend to see this as very adversarial. I think it's much better pedagogically if upfront students know, I have this software, you're welcome to use it, and I'm welcome to use it as well. So if there is a problem, I might submit your paper to the detection software, but you should know about this ahead of time. So I think it just keeps students honest to begin with, and I don't know if you would have less problems with this or not. So it's very easy to access. You just need to go to your Blackboard site and go to the control panel and hit the Safe Assign or Turn It In link. And there's just a few simple prompts that are needed for you to go in and set up your assignment. It's very easy to do. And you can look at a plagiarism report within usually 5 minutes of the student having submitted the paper. It also tells you when students have submitted the paper, so you know if they've done it on time or not. The one thing that I like about using SafeAssign Turnitin is that I now have an electronic archive of all the papers in my course. Oh, the multiple sources of feedback are really important. Plagiarism detection technology alone is not the answer. It's not even a good solution to a problem. Human interaction, discussion, feedback from faculty members, from peers, that's where the real learning takes place. What the plagiarism detection software is doing is simply helping us to track down word usage that we would otherwise not have time to track down. But the big picture, the concepts, the thesis statement, there are still things that are controlled by faculty-student interaction, and plagiarism detection software will never change that.
That was Michelle Sulikowski, Senior Lecturer in Chemistry and Director of Education at the Vanderbilt Institute of Chemical Biology, describing her use of SafeAssign, a plagiarism detection and prevention tool. See the show notes for this podcast for links to the SafeAssign homepage and an instructor's manual for using SafeAssign through Blackboard, Vanderbilt's course management system known locally as OAK. You can view the show notes, as well as leave comments or questions about this episode, by visiting blogs.vanderbilt.edu/CFTpodcast. If you've used a plagiarism detection and prevention tool such as SafeAssign in your teaching, or have ideas for doing so, we encourage you to stop by our website and join the discussion. Vanderbilt instructors are also welcome to call the Center for Teaching at 322-7290 to arrange a meeting with a CFT teaching consultant to discuss ways to use SafeAssign effectively in their teaching. Thanks for listening to the Vanderbilt University Center for Teaching podcast. Please join us for future episodes by visiting the podcast's homepage, blogs.vanderbilt.edu/CFTpodcast, or by subscribing to the podcast through iTunes or a similar program. I've been your host, Derek Bruff.